This is Margot. I'd like to read you some of my favorite poetry. Tonight, from the works of Tennyson and Sonnets from the House of Life by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. Music here that softer falls than petals from blown roses on the grass, or night dews on still waters, between walls of shadowy granite in a gleaming pass. Music that gentlier on the spirit lies than tired eyelids upon tired eyes. Music that brings sweet sleep down from the blissful skies. Here are cool mosses deep, and through the mosses the ivies creep. And in the stream the long-leaved flowers weep. And from the craggy ledge the poppy hangs in sleep. Sometimes thou seem'st not as thyself alone, but as the meaning of all things that are. A breathless wonder, shadowing forth afar some heavenly solstice, hushed and halcyon, whose unstirred lips are music's visible tone, whose eyes the sun gate of the soul unbar, being of its furthest fires oracular. The evident heart of all life, sown and moon. And even such love is. And is not thy name love? Yea, by thy hand the love gods rend apart all gathering clouds of night's ambiguous heart, flings them far down and sets thine eyes above. And simply, as some gauge of flower or glove, stakes with a smile the world against thy heart.
Thank you.
Your hands lie open in the long, fresh grass. The finger points look through like rosy blooms. Your eyes smile peace. The pasture gleams and glooms neath billowing skies that scatter and amass. All around our nest, far as the eye can pass, our golden kingcup fields with silver edge where the cow parsley skirts the hawthorn hedge. 'Tis visible silence, still as the hourglass. Deep in the sun-searched groves, the dragonfly hangs like a blue thread, loosened from the sky. So, this winged hour is dropped to us from above. Oh, clasp we to our hearts for deathless dower this close companioned, inarticulate hour when twofold silence was the song of love. I am a part of all that I have met, yet all experience is an arch wherethrough gleams the untraveled world, whose margin fades forever and forever when I move. How dull it is to pause, to make an end, to rust unburnished, not to shine in use, as though to breathe were life. Life piled on life were all too little. And of one to me little remains. But every hour is saved from that eternal silence. Something more, a bringer of new things. And vile it were for some three suns to store and hoard myself. And this gray spirit yearning in desire to follow knowledge like a sinking star, beyond the utmost bound of human thought, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
Words with Music has presented Margot, reading passages from the poems of Tennyson and the sonnet sequence The House of Life by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. Milton Charles was at the organ. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.